cocaine. 9.3 million worth of the illegal drug was seized at Rosslare Europort yesterday. The drugs were discovered by Revenue and Customs officers. Michael O'Toole, the Irish Daily Star's crime correspondent, joins us on the line now. Michael, how were these drugs found?
They were found by the Revenue officers' mobile x-ray scanner. Essentially what happened was the container, the lorry that was carrying the suspected drugs was flagged by the internal system. They have a risk profiling system within Revenue, so there may be intelligence or it may have been flagged before. And that container was taken out of the general flow of traffic that was coming off the ferry from Dunkirk. It was x-rayed and they found 133 kilograms of suspected cocaine worth approximately 9.3 million. Now, it was a Scottish lorry driver who was driving the lorry that was carrying the container. He was arrested at the scene and is currently in custody at Wexford Garda Station. He can be held for up to 7 days.
Now, you say it was flagged by an internal system, but was the seizure part of a wider operation?
No. There is an ongoing operation in Rosslare. Just in July, there was 11.4 million euro worth of suspected cocaine seized at the Europort. So there is an ongoing anti-drugs operation at Rosslare. It's obviously one of the main routes used by smugglers to try to get cocaine and other drugs into Ireland. So there is a Revenue team and there is a Garda team. The Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau pay a lot of attention to Rosslare, so it's one of the main focal points of their investigations.
On top of that, 11 million euro worth, there was 6 million euro worth of the drug washed up in Donegal. So do these quantities, what do they represent in terms of the amount of cocaine coming into Ireland?
That's always the number one question, I suppose. Depending on whom you speak to, investigators in Customs and the Gardaí would say that law enforcement seizes between 10 and 30% of all drugs that come in. But I think everybody would agree that the majority of drugs that do come into Ireland are not caught. So it's a very difficult job for law enforcement because there are ways of bringing them in.
Are they all destined for the Irish market?
No, a lot of drugs would come into Ireland and they would come into Ireland in one way and then they would go up over, say, to Larne and then over to Stranraer in Scotland. So drugs are obviously consumed in Ireland, but other drugs are brought in through Ireland. But most of the drugs would be used here.
And who's bringing these drugs in?
Well, there's a new phenomenon. Obviously, everybody knows about the Kinahan gang. They have largely gone abroad. So most of their activities are overseas. There is one significant gang in West Dublin who are the major target of Gardaí. They would be themselves a multinational, transnational drugs gang. But there is only a small amount of gangs that would have the wherewithal and, I suppose, the financial muscle to bring in this amount of drugs. So it's a very small amount of suspects could do this amount of drugs.
Michael, separately, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is to meet this morning with the Garda Representative Association. It comes days before the GRA is to vote on a no-confidence motion in the Commissioner. So what prompted this meeting?
The Commissioner was on holidays for 2 weeks, so he missed several things, several high-profile events, including the GRA decision to hold a vote of no confidence in himself. But also, you'll remember, there was the high-profile attack on Stephen Termini, the US tourist. So he was away. He came back on Monday, and I think he sort of read the room and read the runes and approached the GRA on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and at short notice asked him for this meeting. You're right, this vote of no confidence is expected to take place next week. I don't think anybody has any doubt. There are about 11,100 members of the GRA. Everybody expects that motion to be passed by a massive majority. So I think, you know, maybe he heard what the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, said in Templemore College on Friday when she essentially said it's good to talk. So he has heeded her advice. So he wants to sit down, wants to hear their concerns.
Finally, Michael, top of the agenda for the GRA is rostering. So can this be addressed?
The Gardaí are very angry about what the Commissioner has essentially. There was an emergency COVID roster brought in when COVID came in 2020. It essentially meant Gardaí were doing longer shifts but fewer. So they were doing 4 shifts a week, largely of 12 hours a day. That meant they had more time off, maybe 47 extra days off. The Commissioner has reverted to the old roster, which will see them working 6 days on, 4 days off, fewer hours but longer days. And that is causing most Gardaí serious anger. Now, the Commissioner has said he's bringing that in November, unless there is an agreement. So some observers would say this was an effort by the Gardaí to force the issue because there hasn't been agreement now. So the clock is ticking. They have until November to reach an agreement, and perhaps this is the start of the process.
Michael O'Toole, the Irish Daily Star's crime correspondent, thanks for joining us this morning.